We sing together. On this night, when we celebrate the great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, encouraging us in our faith, we give thanks for our baptism, which has made us part of that company. Let us pray. In the waters of creation, your people were formed, God of grace. In the waters of the Jordan, you claim Jesus of Nazareth as your beloved.
We are baptized into his death, into Christ, joining the long parade of those who have emerged from the waters, alive to the new birth.
Even when the waters are troubled, your spirit provides comfort and courage. All honor and glory belong to the Blessed Trinity, one God, now and ever. Amen.
You. be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Ever-present God, you love us with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you love our neighbors with as much spirit as you love us. Make your home in us, so we are constantly renewed in love, shining as if every part of us were a window revealing your warmth, rejoicing with all the saints, honoring the name of your beloved Jesus Christ, through whom all tears are wiped away, in whose death and rising death becomes no more. Amen. We listen to the readings.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-matured wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-matured wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations, and he will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is taken from the book of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel reading according to Mark chapter 12. Glory to you, O Lord. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.